the Shiva Saminim. We have in the parasha Eretz Chita Usa'ira, Eretz Zei Shemen Udvash. I didn't say the whole pasuk, but in Parashas Ekev is the parasha of Birchas Hamazon. Very beautiful parasha. Parasha Ekev, you have the real deal, the greatest skula. Everyone will tell you, it's not a school. The greatest blessing you can possibly get is to say Birchas Hamazon with Kavan. There's no one that will disagree with that. Person looking for skulos, all you need to do is to recite Birchas Hamazon with Kavan. And leading up to Birchas Hamazon, the pasuk mentions the Shiva Saminim. Let me read the pasuk. It says, Eretz Asher Lo Miskenus Toicha Bolar. We crossed before Eretz. When you go back, Ki Hashem Elokecha Meviachal Eretz Toiva Eretz Nachalei Moyim Ayonois Usehaymois Yoytzeim Babika Uvahar Eretz Chita Useira the Geffen Useina Virimoin Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. We just listed seven Zayin Minim. There's wheat, barley. Geffen is the product of the vine. Usena figs. Rimoin, it's an Avenue L and Coney Island. It's the fairish in the Torah. There's a store, it's right in the Torah. Pomegranate. Eretz Zei Shemen. Now this is, Zei Shemen is, it's interesting, olives, but it's called a Zei Shemen. It's not called oil, it's Zei Shemen. It's an olive that produces oil. And then there's udvash, honey. What do you mean honey? Honey, it's not bee honey, this is date honey. Stam dvash in the Torah is date honey. Seven, the Shiva Saminim. And then the pasuk goes on to say, Eretz lena shaloi v'miskeinus toichal bolechem. It's without scarcity. They're not in a small supply. Lesechzar kolbo, Eretz asher avonecha bar varzel u'meharecha tachsev nechishes. You can quarry iron and copper. And then it says, V'yachalto v'sovoto, you'll eat, you'll be satisfied with v'erachto, es Hashem lokech al eretz ha'toy v'asher nosan loch. Case, we have the Zayin Minim, and then we have Birchas, then we have the mitzvah of being satisfied and reciting Birchas HaMozin. So we all know that Halacha L'maisa, there are four blessings of Birchas HaMozin. The first blessing is D'Oraisa. This is Gemara V'yachalto v'erachto. There's at least one bracha that is D'Oraisa. Moshe Rabbeinu composed at least the basic formula for the first bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu composed the bracha for the man which was served in the Midbar for 40 years. Yehoshua composed the bracha of Noidelcha, because Yehoshua was the one who entered into Eretz Yisrael. And David Ushlomo composed the bracha of Rachimna Uvinei, which concludes with Yerushalayim. And later, at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, Bayisheni, Harugei Beitar, they composed the bracha of Hatoy V'Hameitiv. So there are four blessings, and there's a machlekes in the Gemara and the Rishonim, which one of the blessings are Deraisa? Is it only the first blessing that is Deraisa? Or do we say there are three blessings that are Deraisa? And the fourth is Midrabanan. Okay, there's no question, after we eat bread, bread is something which provides sevia. V'ochalto, you will eat v'sovota. What type of food provides satisfaction? Sevia. Bread. Do fruits provide sevia? Not necessarily. So it's impossible, according to some opinions, for a person to achieve satisfaction, sevia, when one eats fruits. If you eat pomegranates, you eat dates, olives, it's not necessarily possible for a person to achieve a state of satisfaction, according to some. So then, there really is no blessing. The bracha me'ein shalosh, what we call the al hamichlo, and the bracha that is a shortened version of the Birchas Hamazon would thus not be a de'oraisa. There are rishonim that advance such a claim. However, the vast majority of the poskim disagree, and they say the fact that we have here in Pasuk Tes mention of the Shivas Haminim, and then at the end, Pasuk Yud, it says V'yachalta v'savata uvei rachta es Hashem Elokecha, that has to mean that even the blessing, what we call the bracha me'ein shalosh, the shortened form of benching, the one bracha which has all three blessings together, even that is de'oraisa. So a person eats fruit or anything from the shiva saminim, fruits or mezoinos, it's not bread, it's a wheat or barley that has been transformed into a food, mezoinos. It's not going to give the person the same satisfaction as if he were to eat bread, but being that it's from the shiva saminim, it is de'oraisa. To make the bracha me'ein shalosh is a mitzvah de'oraisa. I'm telling this to you for a reason. I'll explain to you in a moment why. What about if a person eats meat? Person comes home and doctor says no carbs, no mezoinos, no sugar, no fruits. Fruit is full of sugar. You think you can lose weight on fruit? It's a big mistake. All the experts on diet will tell you that you have to have fruits and vegetables. If you eat too much food, you're going to gain weight. Fruit is full of sugar, full of sugar. Too much fruit is no good. It's not healthy to eat too much fruit. Plenty of sugar in fruit.
Even natural sugar,
you have to be in moderation. Too much food is also no good. People on a diet, it's better than having a cheesecake, okay? We're not talking about... Today, the sugar in most food is not even sugar. It's what's it called? The fructose. Corn syrup, which has only been around for about 30 years, 35 years. And no one even knows the effects. The health effects. There's a lot of horrible new information that's come out in the last couple of years about that
the person's system doesn't digest.
We made a big mistake. It's very cheap. High what's it called?
Fructose corn syrup.
Which basically every single product today is using this as a sweetener. And about 35 years ago, it didn't even exist. It literally did not exist.
It's because of the surplus corn.
It's too expensive. Today I have real sugar. And there's a lot. Go online and do some research. It's frightening what they're beginning to realize, that maybe it was not such a good idea to make this transition. Who says it's so healthy? This high fructose corn syrup as a sweetener, it's not necessarily the best thing for us. In any event,
that's what people are buying on Pesach. They don't use the
Coca-Cola. Real sugar, and they save the whole year.
Right. Of the sodas that now are made with sugar.
Okay, this is whatever. You'll tell me it's a conspiracy theory. Maybe it is. Halavai it is. Halavai it should be a conspiracy theory. No problem with that. But in any event, let's say a person comes home for dinner. No fruit, no carbs, just a piece of meat, steak. Just meat. And some Coca-Cola, some beer, some liquids, mashke. So what is there a mitzvah de'oraisa to recite a barocha acharoina? To recite a barocha rishoina, you have to. Also la'adam lechonos ba'ilum hazeh b'loy barocha. There is no question that a person must. It's a mitzvah de'oraisa. I think it's a mitzvah de'oraisa to make a barocha rishoina, to make a shahakol, to make any bracha, to acknowledge Hashem created this before one puts food in his mouth. That is a mitzvah deraisa. Hashamayim, the Gemara is a drash, Hashamayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Ersam, Le'adam. And the Gemara says another pasuk, I don't remember, but that's a deraisa. But what about a bracha acharoina?
It's a kal v'chomer, if you will. To make a bracha before you eaten, after you've eaten, you're satisfied with the food, for sure you have to say.
Not necessarily. You need a pasuk. I hear what you're saying, but not necessarily. Poskim seem to say no, there's no such thing. This that we make a bari nefashos, a barocha acharoina, after eating something which is not from the shiva saninim, is a mitzvah dirabana. If you have a delicious steak and you spend on it a small fortune on eating a delicious steak, and you have vegetables, and you have the most exotic beer or beverage that money can buy, okay? And you pay for a dinner like this, you pay $1,000 for such a dinner, and you did not make in this dinner a hamotzi, and you did not make a bari priho eitz, The only blessings you made at this dinner, or even you made a Bari Per Eitz, but it's not from the Zayin Minim. It's not from the Shiva Saminim. Apples and oranges is not from the Shiva Saminim. Sorry. That's a Bari Per Eitz, but it's not from the Shiva Saminim. Even though they are Jaffa oranges, that come from Eretz Yisrael, this is not from the Shiva Saminim. Apples are not from the Shiva Saminim. Pears, most fruits are not. You make a Bari Per Eitz, and what is the Bracha Achaloina? Borei Nefoshos. Meat, beer, all of these things, exotic beverages, it's a Borei Nefoshos. Is the Borei Nefoshos that one recites after the most expensive food that money can buy, is that a mitzvah de'oraisa or a mitzvah de'rabanan? De'rabanan, hands down according to all opinions. It's only a de'rabanan. There's no such thing. The only thing of making a bracha acharoina l'chol hadeus is birchas hamazon. That's a given. To recite, if a person needs bread, eat bread. That's called the yochalto v'savata. There's no greater sevia than bread. The yochalto v'savata v'erachta, hands down. That's a de'oraisa. What are the parameters? Is it the first bracha, the second bracha, the third bracha? Okay, that's another story, but there's no question. There's a mitzvah de'oraisa when one eats bread. When one eats the shiva saminim, if you have grapes, if one has a glass of wine, geffen, if one has a pomegranate, you have a shir kezayis, one has figs, olives, this, according to most Rishonim, is a mitzvah de'oraisa. A mitzvah de'oraisa to recite the bracha me'ein shalosh, al hamichya v'al hakal kolol v'al tenuvas hasadeh, or to recite al ho'etz v'al priyoetz, al hagefen v'al priyagefen, v'al tenuvas hasadeh. This is a mitzvah de'oraisa. Why? Because of the juxtaposition of the shivas haminim to the pasuk v'yachalto v'savata. Not everyone agrees to this, but most of the Rishonim agree to this. Now, why am I telling you that most Rishonim agree to this? Because there's a nafkamina. People ask this question all the time. What bracha do you make first? If you go to a Shabbos Kiddush, and you have some zaynos, and you have some fruit, and you have some beer, or some soda, or some juice, you have to make two brachas. An al hamichya, an al ha'etz, and then a borei nefashos. What should you make first? The borei nefashos, or the al hamichya? What goes first? So, well, in the Siddur, it always puts the al hamichya and the al ha'etz before the borei nefashos. Why? Who says? Why? Why not say the borei nefashos before you recite?
What? It's more explicit.
It's more chashuv.
Borei nefashos can cover everything. It's more explicit the al hamichya.
You say that it's more explicit, but you're going to say both. So you think you want to say that's more explicit? When do you think you want to say the order? So we have a lot of answers over here. All right, Mintz is saying it's more explicit. Just like, what do you make first? You have a fruit and a vegetable. You're supposed to make first
first
a borei priho eitz, and then make. But we think something which before mezonah. Let's talk about fruit and vegetables. Because if you make a Bari Per Yehu Adama, it's more inclusive, right? It's more inclusive. So then you have a Shaila. I already made a Bari Per Yehu Adama. A fruit is also a product of the earth. So who says you can make a Bari Per Yehu Eitz after you made a Bari Per Yehu Adama? We don't accept that, la halacha. You can do so, but in order not to make a problem, to avoid the problem, you make a bracha that's more specific first, and then you make it more general. So you make a Bari Per Yehu Eitz, and then you make a Bari Per Yehu Adama, because the vegetable is not called a Priyo Eitz. A fruit is called a Priyo Adama. So therefore you want to say that when it comes to the Al HaMichya, it's the same thing. You're going to make first a Bari Nefashos, Rabbeis V'ches Shreinon, Al Kol Masha Bara. So that really includes everything. That really includes the Zayin Minim as well. So therefore, you don't want to do that. You want to first make the bracha on what is more specific, and then make the bracha on what is more general. That's a good idea. Rav Meir said another idea. Well, when you sat down to eat, do what you did first. When you sat down at the kiddush, what did you do first? First thing is they gave you had the mezonos. What they really do, the first thing you had was yayin, was geffen. And you don't do that in yayin, you get geffen. And then after you had the mezonos, then they brought out the kugel, and you made the berpi adama, and the chalent, and then they brought out the schnapps. So you go in the order. The order generally when you eat is you first eat things that are choshev first, and then you eat in the meal things that are less choshev. You make kiddush, you make kiddush with a piece of cake, you take a cracker, and then you go and you eat the potato kugel and the cholent. There's a seder hadvarim. Okay, that's an idea. But there's a much simpler answer. And the answer is, al hamichya and al haperos v'al hagefen is de'oraisa. Is de'oraisa, according to the vast majority of the Rishonim, because it says in the Pasuk, the Shiva Samin, and then it says V'yachalta V'savata. Making a brocha acharoino on cholent is only midrabanan. It's only midrabanan. What do you got there? You got there, well, let's say there's no kishka and there's no barley. If it's just potatoes and beans and meat. Potatoes, beans, and meat. Let's say you're a svard, you have eggs. They're an egg, hard-boiled eggs. Okay, so then what are you going to make? Borei nefashos. A borei nefashos l'chol hadeos is midrabanan. And al hamichya, al ha'etz, v'al hagefen is de'oraisa. So what do you do first? Adoraisa or derabanan? Adoraisa. Dvarim shutim. Okay, so three different mahalchim. You make the more specific bracha, right, mince. If Meir says you make a bracha, the seder ahuachila is always first the more chashchashav things. And then the most partial answer is you make a deraisa comes before derabanan. Now there is an exception. This is a lomish exception. And you hear this lately, you've been hearing a lot about this. People talking about this a lot. And that is, there is an opinion. This is shaloika halacha. But it's very interesting how things that are shaloika halacha affect halacha. They affect halacha. What do we shaloika halacha? There is an opinion. Let me give you some background before we even go to the case. The pasha, we go to a regular Shabbos kiddush. This is the pasha halacha. If you make kiddush and you drink yayin, you're the one who recites the kiddush. And you drink yayin, and now you want to drink some soda. I didn't eat any, make a shahako. I didn't eat any food. I just want to take some soda. Do I make a shahakoil nihiye bidvaroi on the soda or on the juice? No. When you make a borei pri hagofen, it automatically includes, that bracha includes all mashke. It doesn't include food. If you want salami, you have to make a shahakol niyeh bidvaroi on the salami. The borei pri hagofen is not going to help you for the salami because salami is a food. But if you want to drink oranges, you want to drink soda, you want to drink water, you're thirsty, or you want to drink beer, you don't make a bracha. The borei pri hagofen includes with it all other liquids, mashke. Now likewise, let's say you go through the whole kiddush and you did not touch the salami, you did not touch the ice cream, you did not touch any food that is a shahako. And now it comes time to recite the after blessing and you make Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam al hagefen v'al pri hagefen v'al tnuva sasodeh. Do you, when you finish this blessing, recite a borei nefashos for the orange juice, the beer, the soda? No. The same way the borei pri hagofen exempts you from making a shehakoil, likewise, the bracha al hagefen v'al pri hagefen includes, patters you from making a borei nefashos on liquids. If you at the kiddush had salami or ice cream, you had to make a shahakol nihiya bidvaro, and you will have to make a borei nefashos because the al hagefen is not going to cover you for foods. The al hagefen that covers you for yayin will cover you for other drinks, but it's not going to cover you for foods. You see such a principle. I'll give you another example, a halacha. Let's say you have grapes. You sit down right now, and someone brings you some delicious grapes, or figs, or olives, and they also put on the table an apple from the Eitz Hadas. And you make now a borei pri ha'etz on the grapes. And on the table is an apple, an orange, a pear, a nectarine, whatever you, something that's not from the Shiva Samini. So the borei pri ha'etz is gonna work for the, obviously, for the grapes. And also it works for the apple and the orange v'chulu. When you now make an alo eitz v'al prio eitz, you have to make at the end of your eating an alo eitz v'al prio eitz because you ate grapes from the Shiva Saminim, do you also make a Bari Nefashois for the other fruits? For the apples and the oranges? If you would just sit down at the table and eat apples and oranges, you would make a Bari Priho Eitz and you would make a Bari Nefashois. On apples and oranges, you make a Bari Nefashois. It's not from the Shiva Saminim. But if you're already making a bracha of al ha'etz v'al prio etz for the grapes, that automatically includes
everything.
The apples and the oranges. So you do not make a separate bari nefashis. Okay, that's the introduction. Now here comes the very big issue. This is something which is spoken about a lot. And the issue is, there are many poskim that there are poskim that there are rishonim that say, if you eat vegetables, And you also eat from the Shiva Saminim, you do not make a Bari Nefashos. This is Shaloi Kehalacha. Okay, this is Shaloi Kehalacha. If you go to a Kiddush and you eat grapes and you have some cucumbers as well, you have cucumber salad, pickles, good pickles, cucumber salad, pickles, you have some delicious, luscious grapes and pickles. It's all you ate at the Kiddush. And some cake, well, you had some cake also. So you have Kiddush Makom Suda, whatever. And now, potatoes, okay? You have potato kugel, excellent. That's the very common. Where I daven on Shabbos, the standard is crackers and potato kugel. And they make the potato kugel themselves. That's like, if no one sponsors the kiddush, so it's a yeshiva, there has to be some camaraderie, so we have to have a little kiddush just to get together, to say the Torah. Oh, if someone wants to put some money on the table, then we're talking business. Potato kugel, this is the default. Some potato kugel, yeshivish potato kugel that's made in the yeshiva kitchen, potato kugel. Bar Pri Adama. Let's say I have some grapes. So there are poiskim that say, there are rishonim that say, again, this is shaloi kehalacha, that when you make a bracha on the shivas haminim, it automatically includes vegetables. Just like I told you, lahalacha, that if you have grapes and oranges, and you make an al ha'etz on the grapes, that automatically includes the oranges, and you do not need to make a bari nefashos. If you have vegetables, a vegetable is included in the bracha of al ha'etz v'al pri ha'etz. Once you make a bracha on the ikar, on the davar choshev of the zayin minim, that automatically includes a vegetable. There's no need to make a borei nefashos on potato kugel if you're making an al ha'etz on grapes.
How is al ha'etz going to cover
the same way al ha'gefen, the al pri ha'gefen covers Coca-Cola?
I have the same question there.
Good question. A better question. When you make an baruch atah Hashem v'chidim melech olam borei pri ha'gefen, you don't have to make a shahakol. On orange juice. What? How does that work? I don't know the answer. I'm not going to make believe I know anything. I don't know the answer, but that's the halacha. Obviously, the chashivas of this bracha is so powerful. If you make on mashke, the ikar mashke, everything is tofel to yayin. Everything becomes tofel to yayin. You make a bori priya gofen. All other liquids, drinks, beverages, is nichlal, is doesn't hold a candle to yayin. And there's no need to make any more brachas.
You could equate it to making a motzi, and then you don't have to eat after.
Right. Okay. So how does that work? So how does that work? Same question. How does that work? Just because you make a hamotzi lachem and aretz, how does that include cholent? How does that include everything? Cholent and potatoes. How does that work? But how does that work either? How does that work? Obviously, when you.
Wait. In other words, as far as the wine is concerned, the wine is essentially a mashke.
Okay,
it's not a different thing. It's only chazal because of its chashivas.
Right.
Okay. It was elevated to a higher bracha, but it's a mashke.
What are the words? Boire pri hagofen. How could those words include Coca-Cola, beer,
because that
bracha schnapps?
Was said on the mashke, it was an elevated bracha on mashke. I'm saying that.
Okay, you have to say something like that. Make hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. How does that include cholent? Cholent is not lechem. It didn't come from the earth.
Mostly
come
from the earth. The meal, basically.
Oh,
yeah,
because
this is a very good question. It's a technical question. Let's put it aside for now. Okay. Let's put that aside. The same way the principle is true, the same way this principle is true when it comes to yayin regarding other beverages, and the same way it's true regarding bread, regarding other foods, so many Rishonim say the same exact thing is true regarding vegetables relative to fruit, from the Zayin Haminim. If you make an Al Ho'etz, V'Al Pri Ho'etz, as your Brocha Acharoina on grapes, you do not need to make a Bori Nefoshos on the potatoes.
Right, there's a
You don't need to. Now, is that correct lahalacha? No. Right. That is not lahalacha.
Right.
Because for some reason, which I don't know why.
It's a different
min. Right, wait, but there's a very logical svara that this makes sense.
The peris, you would be included because.
Or the peris, the oranges.
Oh, yeah, because but, it's
but,
the same
but what, peris, but what, but what about the vegetables? The vegetables are also fruits. Right. It's the priho adoma. Mm-hmm. And I ate the priho eights. But a fruit is a fruit. The same way when you make an al hagefen, it's going to cover you for the Coca-Cola. So it's not so far-fetched to say that when you make an al ha'etz, the al priyo'etz, for the zayin minin, it's going to include the cucumbers, the pickles.
It's a tree that will exist.
Okay, so you have to say that's why it's shaloi kahalacha. But appreciate... But you have to appreciate what this Rishonim say. This is the Rishonim, they hold like this. We don't accept this in Shulchan Aruch. Right. But this is presented in the Rishonim, and it makes a lot of sense. The same way when you make an al-agafin, it includes Coca-Cola. When you make an abracha acharoina for the shivas haminim of fruits of the eights, that will automatically cover fruit that comes out of the ground. There's such a svara. Is it accepted lahalacha? No. Why not? For whatever reason, we differentiate between what comes out of the ground, what comes out of a tree. However, here's an afkamina. There are those who say, and some do this, they actually do this lahalacha. Another, I want to say one other point before we go forward. There's another reason why, besides this whole idea, another very partial reason, because when you make the nusach habrocha, you say al ho'etz, v'al pir'etz, v'al t'nuvas ha'sodeh. Those words are powerful words. The word t'nuva means fruit. We had this in the morning. We discussed the word t'nuva. Niv sifosayim. The others said no. It means t'nuva. Nivo nivze. About the mizbeach nivo acholoi nivze. We had that in the morning in the nach. In Malachi, nivo means fruit, produce. V'al tinuvas hasadeh. Once you're making the bracha al ho'etz v'al pir'etz, and you mention in your blessing v'al tinuvas hasadeh, that already includes vegetables. But after everything is said and done, we do not paskin like this. We paskin if you have grapes and pickles. You make on the grapes aloates, valpioates, and that's not going to help you for the pickles. Don't tell me they're fruits of a tree in the earth. Don't tell me to, don't confuse me with the facts. Don't confuse me with the facts. You ate grapes and cucumbers. On the grapes, you're going to make aloates, and on the cucumbers, you're going to make a bari nefashos. What are you going to make first? Aloates, right? It's more choshev. The Seder Hadvarim, the Araisa. It's the Araisa on the grapes. Pickles? When did they invent pickles? Who came up with this idea to take cucumbers and put them, bring them to the Lower East Side and put them in a barrel with vinegar and let the whole East Broadway smell from this? Who came up with that idea? I don't think they exist anymore. I don't think that store exists anymore on the Lower East Side, the pickles anymore. Does it?
No.
No more?
No,
No more?
It's in Brooklyn.
No more. When I was a kid, it still exists. We used to go in fifth grade, we used to take us to pickles. They had big barrel. It stunk.
The whole Lower East Side.
The whole Lower East Side could smell from it.
Unfortunately, the workers that were there were taken away by the FBI because they were stealing from the poor sites. I remember it was a Friday morning and everybody was talking about it. I was there.
Why was it cover or something?
No, there were barrels being stolen.
They were being stolen in the barrel.
Okay, whatever it is, you have to make two blessings. So here comes the Chiddush. there are those who want to say, and people actually see people do this, and they talk about this, they give many examples like this, is that when you eat grapes and you eat vegetables, potato kugel or pickles, you should make the bari nefashos first and then make the al ha'etz. Why? Because since, according to some rishonim, when you make the al ha'etz,
the
al prio ha'etz, the al tenuvas ha'sadeh, you're already covered. So now when you're going to say the bari nefashos, it's a bracha levatala. We don't paskin like this. Okay, just because we don't paskin like this doesn't mean you shouldn't first recite the bari nefashos. When you make the bari nefashos, you're not yoytze l'chol hadeis, the grapes. You're not yoytze. Because it says in the pasuk the shiva saninim, and it says v'yachalta v'sevato v'erachta, which means the bracha must be on the grapes, on the shiva saninim. So you're not yoytze. When you make a bari nefashos, which is an all-inclusive blessing, bari nefashos, rabbois v'ches reinon, al-kol mashe boro l'hachiyos v'mevshah, that does not... You do not fulfill your obligation for a bracha acharoina l'chol hadeis for the grapes.
But on the oranges, yes.
On the oranges, yes. Well, no, not the orange. The oranges, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what's this? Wait, one thing at a time. We're talking about pickles. We're talking about vegetables. Let's not confuse me. One thing at a time. We're talking about vegetables. Vegetables. If you make a bari nefashos. Right, that's our case now. This is not just fruit. Zayin minim. The Zayin minim. So in this case, in our case, our discussion. Grapes and potato kugel. Or grapes and pickles. If you're going to make a borei nefashos on the pickles and the potato kugel, l'chol hadeos, you're not fulfill your obligation to make a bracha acharoina for the grapes.
Let's say you had in mind you wanted them, you could do
it. No, doesn't matter. You're not yoytze.
If you make a shakol on anything, you're going to be yoytze, right?
Not so pashut.
You're making a proper shakol on grapes. So why should you also be able to bring the fashos?
It doesn't. That's halacha.
It doesn't work.
Since it says in the pasuk, a bracha has to be me'ein hama'ora, relating to what you have done. That's the halacha. I don't think there's any discussion about this. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. If a person it doesn't work. If a person makes a bari nefashos on bread, are you yoytze? The mitzvah deraisa v'chalta v'sevata v'rachta? No. It seems clear in halacha not. And likewise, you not yoytze the bracha me'ein sholesh. The bracha me'ein sholesh, the mitzvah deraisa, according to most rishonim, because it's connected to the shiva saminim. And the law of a bracha demands, I don't know all the sources, that the bracha has to explicitly mention the item that you ate, what you did. If you ate from the shiva saminim, you have to mention the shiva saminim. Malo eitz, v'al priho eitz. If you ate cucumbers, if you ate potato kugel, and you recite a bari nefashos, that bari nefashos is not going to help you for the grapes. The grapes need the words al ha eitz, v'al priho eitz. That's what it needs. So therefore, even though
the
halacha
is different than the bracha,
yeah,
right?
yeah. Different world. So therefore, you hear talk about this. Even though in the Siddur, they're always going to put the al ha'etz, the al priyo'etz first, then the bari nefashos. And the basic reason is because the al ha'etz, the al priyo'etz is a d'oraisa, and the bari nefashos is a d'rabbanan. However, you're going to see in writing, in different svarim, they're going to tell you, I don't know if it's such a good idea, but they say that it doesn't do you any harm if you would first recite, if you have a situation, a unique situation, where you've eaten fruit from the shiva saminim and vegetables, to first make the bari nefashos on the vegetables and then make the al ha'etz on the fruit. Because according to some rishonim, it would be a bracha levatala the other way around. So even though we don't paskin like these other rishonim, but why not? What do you have to lose by reciting the bari nefashos first? Because that will certainly exempt you from a bracha acharayna on the vegetables, and that bracha is a good bracha, and there's no harm, and it certainly has not accomplished anything regarding the al ha'etz, the grapes. And now you recite the bracha in shalosh on the grapes. I'll give you another example. Another example where you find this application. Let's say you go to a kiddush, and you have whatever you have, and you have also chocolate. What bracha do you make on chocolate? So all of us make a shahakal. What's the shayla? You make a shahakal on chocolate. Well, guess what? Not everyone agrees. That's the correct halacha.
Barley.
Men, no barley. I'm talking about regular chocolate, yeshivish stuff, with no thrill, no frills. The most simplest chocolate the money can buy. Okay? What bracha do you make on chocolate? Well, shahakal. But there are poskim that say you should make a borei pri ha'etz. Because where does chocolate come from?
Tree.
It comes from a cocoa tree. Cocoa nuts. It's a product of a tree. It's a fruit.
But it was nishtana.
So it's nishtana. What bracha do you make on mashed potatoes that comes from powder? Go to the store, go to Mountain Fruit and buy some powder, mashed potatoes, and pour some boiling hot water and stir it. And now you're going to have mashed potatoes. What bracha do you make?
Jam.
No, you make a bar priya adam. Even Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe, they ask Rav Moshe the shayla, and Rav Moshe, you make a shahakal. They ask Rav Moshe, what bracha do you make on mashed potatoes that's made from pulverized potatoes? So Rav Moshe said, you make a shahakal. So they went then right on the spot, they went into the kitchen, they took boiling hot water, and they took the powder, and they, in front of Rav Moshe, they took the cup, they put in the powder, they poured in the boiling hot water, they stirred it, and appeared in front of Rav Moshe what looked like mashed potatoes that was indistinguishable from taking a real potato in front of you and mashing it. And Rav Moshe looked and he says, you gotta be joking. From this powder, you made this, which looks just like a regular potato, you gotta be kidding me. They did it right in front of his eyes. I'm choyzef my psak. You make a hadama. If you can reconstitute something to such a degree that it's indistinguishable from the real deal, then it's posh to make a hadama.
But by chocolate, it's not like a mashed potato.
Exactly. So chocolate, that is why it does not look like a coffee bean. A coconut, whatever, what's it called?
A cocoa
bean. It doesn't look like that. So that's why halacha lemaisa, we make a shahakol, because you've taken the cocoa bean, you've pulverized it, you produce some powder, you've added a lot of sugar, and who knows what else you put in there, and you have this bar of chocolate. So does it look like a cocoa bean when it's said and done? No. You would never know. Ask the average person, where does this chocolate bar come from? I don't know. They have a 3D printer in China that produces chocolate. Do I know that chocolate comes from a tree? It's a product of the earth? Who would ever know, right? Who would ever know where it comes from? We don't know how food works.
The truth of the matter is, the chocolate flavoring comes from the nib of the cocoa bean. That's what it's called. That's what you're buying, and it gives everything the chocolate flavor, and it's very bitter for the taste.
That's what you have to eat. You have to eat a lot of sugar.
That's
sugar to dilute it. But the bottom line is, chocolate comes from a tree. It comes from a tree. So therefore, many places can say, you know, bro, you make on chocolate, you make a barbecue eats. And no one can tell you, if you make a bar, if we have a chocolate bar, and you make, I think there even are people that make a bar pre-hoetz. We have to know all different types of Jews in the world. And you make a bar pre-hoetz on chocolate. Not a shakel. So therefore, let's say you have grapes and chocolate. Grapes and chocolate. So the grapes, what bracha do you make on the grapes? Bracha achrayna, you make al ha'etz, the al pri ha'etz. Correct? That's the bracha you're going to make on the grapes. Do you need to make a bari nefashas? If you had grapes and oranges, would you need to make a bari nefashas? No. If I eat grapes and then have an orange, and I make an al ha'etz v'al pri ha'etz on the grapes, do I need to make a bari nefashos on the orange? Absolutely not. The bracha of al ha'etz v'al pri ha'etz covers the orange, because the orange is a fruit. The same way the Aloha Eitz, the Alprio Eitz covers the orange, the Aloha Eitz, the Alprio Eitz covers the chocolate. Because chocolate, be'etzem, is a fruit. The proof is, many Paiskim said that lechatchila you should really make on chocolate a borei pri ha'etz. Now halacha lemaisa we don't. Halacha lemaisa we make on chocolate shahakol nia bidvaro.
The same thing should be in coffee also.
Coffee? Does anyone say that you make on coffee a borei pri ha'etz? I don't think so. Because coffee, you make it into a liquid, you make it into a drink. You don't make it into a food, it has to be an oichel. If coffee would be a food, if you would make coffee into a chocolate, then you're right. Maybe someone will come along and tell you that you should make on a coffee, you should make a bari pre-eats. But chocolate, people actually, players can actually say that you should make on chocolate a bari pre-eats. Do we do that? No. That's not accepted. That's not mainstream orthodox halacha. You don't do that. We all make on chocolate, make a shahakal. But if you understand the lumdis, that's not so simple. Really, we should be making, theoretically, on chocolate, we should be making a borei pre-ho-eitz. If we were to make a borei pre-ho-eitz on chocolate, and we would also eat grapes at the same time, and we were to make an alo-eitz v'al pre-ho-eitz on the grapes, we would make no bracha whatsoever on bracha acharona on the chocolate. Because the chocolate would have the same exact din as an orange, and when you make an aloeitz v'alpioeitz on a grape, then you don't make a bari nefashos on the orange. The aloeitz v'alpioeitz covers the oranges. So the same thing, the aloeitz v'alpioeitz should cover the chocolate. That's what the result should be. Is this accepted lahalacha? No. Why not? Because we make a shahakol on the chocolate. But, you know, it gets you a little bit on edge. Therefore, there are people that will tell you, it's a very rare case to have, the only thing you ever ate was grapes and chocolate. It's a very strange type of situation. But someone will tell you that in a situation where you ate from the Shiva Saninim, fruits from the Shiva Saninim, and the only other thing that you ate is chocolate, no drinking, no other need to make a borei nefashos, they will tell you, you should first make the borei nefashos on the chocolate, and then make the al ha'etz on the grapes. Because if you make first the al ha'etz on the grapes, in reality, it's a bracha levatol. Where's the bracha? You have already exempted the chocolate because the chocolate is also really a fruit. Really, you should have made on the chocolate a bari pri ha'etz. And now, when you're going to make a bari nefash on the chocolate, it's a bracha levatol. Just like I told you, in the case of the vegetables, a person eats fruit.
I'm saying if you make a bracha on the chocolate first, bari nefash,
yes,
maybe that's a bracha chain that's free. Because if you make a bracha, you have a bracha.
You're saying good. We're saying it's true. You're saying, but there's no perfect solution. That's an idea, right? The end of the day is what you're saying is true. But you're looking at it from this point of view. The end of the day is the halacha is you're going to make a bari nefashos anyway, because the halacha is if you ate grapes and chocolate. When the day is over, whether you like it or not, whatever order you want to do it in, you have to make two blessings. We don't paskin, we don't accept la halacha that chocolate is a fruit. La halacha, you made on the chocolate a shahako. You did not make a bari pri ha'etz. So when the day is over, even if you make first, you're going to make first the al ha'etz, the al pri ha'etz, you're going to have to make a bari nefash on the chocolate, because that's the halacha, whether you like it or not. But it would be better that it should not be a vada, it should not be a suffix brocha levatola to make the borei nefashos first on the chocolate, because that will for sure cover the chocolate, and it will for sure not cover the grapes, and then you'll make the grapes. You tell me it's a brocha shen and tzricha, just say the al ha'etz, the al pri ha'etz. But anyway, the halacha will tell you, nice chiddush, it's a very nice lom shavar. Sit down and make a bari nefashos on the chocolate. So you can't tell me it's bracha shen and tzricha, because you're going to end up making the two brachas whether you like it or not. But at least you're going to avoid this issue of a bracha levat halah. Now, all of this, you should know, is a very nice lomdusha thing. I personally don't like all this type of stuff. Why? Halach is very, what I'm telling you is, I'm not just telling you my idea. I've seen this, and I can't tell you all the sources, got too many things to remember, but a lot of Paiskim don't like this mahalach of outsmarting yourself, of being chayim, taking into consideration, oh, Chokh really is a bari pri ha'etz. Listen, I know what it could have been, it should have been. The bottom line is, chocolate, you make a shahako. Generally, in the Siddur, the way the brachas appear are al ha'eitz, v'al pu'eitz, and bari nefashas. And there's a reason for that. Daraisa first, derabbanan comes first. For you now to be a smart aleck and start switching the brachas around because of lomdis, gevaldige lomdis, you want to be chayish for a das yochid that no one even knows about, you dug up somewhere, you went, you learned to the sugya, you found a rashba, you found a ritva, you found some shita. Good for you, but that's not halacha. Halacha is standardized. To start pulling things out of the hat, you know, I was once with someone at a kiddush, and this shaitli mamish's case came up. He had probably fruit and chocolate, and he in front of me he made the bari nefashos first, and then he made the al hamichya, he made the whatever the case was, and I was blown away because I know this person, and this person has a lot in his life to work on. When was the last time you davened with a minion? When was the last time you davened? Do you daven Maariv every night? I don't know if this guy even davens Maariv, period. Daven, do you have a mincha every day? When was like, okay, he's a very good person. This person, you know, who's for me to judge? I know, who am I? Who is for me to judge? But this person, you have a lot to work on. Okay, let's be realistic over here. Punk, this thing, you know, wow, this halacha someone taught you. That when you have grapes, you know the lomdus, grapes and chocolate, first make the bari nefashos, and then make the al hamichya. Like, you know, when you do everything else in Shulchan Aruch, then okay. Then you'll be on a madrega to switch the order in this very unique situation. It's just like, I can't believe what this guy just did. This is makbir. No one even knows about this halacha. This is like the esoteric as could possibly be about it. Really, chocolate is ha'etz. And you have the al hamichya, al ha'etz. Like, wow, you know this. And what about everything else in your life? No, that's not important. It's not a mahalich. This type of approach of switching brachas. If I have pickles and grapes, so I'm going to make the bari nefashos first, and then I'm going to make the aloeitz first. Yeah, you're right, but the bottom line is, you're wrong. Just be normal. Oh, but the Mishnah Brura, he always writes, k'dei lotzeis yidei shtehem. Well, the Mishnah Brura tells you to be lotzeis yidei shtehem. You'll do what he says, lotzeis yidei shtehem. But these esoteric things with the Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell you to do this. There's no Mishnah Berurah that tells you that if you have pickles and grapes, you should make the bari nefashos first. He doesn't say that anywhere. So you figure this out on your own, and they write this. Listen, I'm not making, they write this in Sfarim. They have over here, he writes this. Some people say they do this. But, you know, it's not the way we were brought up. Halacha is standardized. When the halacha tells you you ate grapes and you ate potato kugel, so you have to make an al ha'etz on the grapes, and you have to make a bari nefashos on the potato kugel, so you know what the order is? Do what it says in the Siddur. First comes al ha'etz, then comes bari nefashos. Don't be a smart aleck and tell me, oh, if you make an al ha'etz, so you point there according to some rishonim the vegetables. Wow, you're a genius. You're a genius, but you're a fool also. There's a certain mahalach in life of outsmarting everyone. That's not halacha. That is not a healthy approach to halacha. Halacha, just be normal. You eat grapes and potato kugel, so you make an Avo Eitz, and you make a Bar Nefashos. Follow the rules. A and B. Don't make life so confusing. When you're gonna make things so confusing, know what the end's gonna be. You're gonna end up making nothing. It's a dangerous approach to halacha to do something like this. I'm telling all you this because for the entertainment value, the lamdish value. Is it practical halacha? Well, I can't tell you it's not because I've seen this already, Lamaisa, and I've seen this in Svarim. They actually say to do this. It's certainly not the way we were grown up, we were brought up, and it certainly doesn't say this in the Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't say this in all of the major, the Chaya Adam, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Taz, and the Madog and Avram. You're not going to find this in Shulchan Aruch. So who came up with this? Who came up with this lamis? You'll tell me, very great people. Okay? Who am I to say anything? But it's not the way, it's a Wildkeit. It's a wildness in halacha. That's how I feel. I know good and well people will tell me you're wrong, but I just want to present to you both sides of this type of issue. Yeah.
In the Siddur, you see, I've seen both. You see Al Mechia, Al Geffen, Dapir Geffen, and Al Eitz Dapir Eitz. And of course, there's also the opportunity of combining both brachas.
Yes.
What would happen if somebody has cake and wine? He says Al Mechia, for the cake, and then he says a separate bracha. He says this bracha all over again. Al Geffen, Dapir Geffen.
He must. If he forgets, if a person has all three. He should combine them together, which you should know is a very, very difficult issue, because you're not supposed to ordinarily do that. For example, the Rambam shows yesterday, praying yesterday, he says, why don't you say every single day Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Shelo Yasani Goy Eved VeIsha? Why do you have to say three separate blessings? Shelo Yasani Goy, Shelo Yasani Oved, Shelo Yasani Isha. What's that all about? Three times you make a bracha b'shem malchus? Come on, just say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Shelo Yasani Goy Eved VeIsha. Finished. What's going on over here? The answer is obviously that when you make a bracha, you make a bracha on one thing only. Don't combine things together. That's not a mahalich in making brachas. So the question is, and it's a very tough question, and he asked this question. I remember we asked this question. Why do you combine Al Hanichya v'Al Hakakola, Al Agez and V'Al Pri Agez, V'Al Eitz V'Al Pri Eitz? Why do you combine all three together? Why? It should be three separate blessings. Al Hanichya v'Al Hakakola to the very end. Nochamo. Then you do round two, round three. Obviously, Chazal, for whatever the reason is, they group them together. If a person eats all three, you say all three. If you made a mistake, if you ate all and you only said one, you have to repeat. You have to say a second time what you left out. If a person ate all three and he only said Al Michya V'Al HaKakola, he has to make another blessing. Al Ha'etz V'Al Priyo Eitz V'Al HaGefen V'Al Priyo Gofen. He has to make another blessing. Combine the two that he left out. You must repeat the blessing. You must repeat it again if you left out.
You really should combine.
Yes, absolutely. You should combine all three together if you ate from all three.
Yeah. So what's the answer to your question about why Isha and Goy and Evan?
Because obviously, when you make a bracha, you only make a bracha on one thing. Focus. A little of everything adds up to a lot of nothing. Okay, I know all about that. A lot, do a little here, a little there, a little there.
Why do we combine all three in Al-Aitz?
So that's a tough question. It's a very tough question. I don't have an answer. It has to be something along the lines is that since the Pasuk groups them all together, the Pasuk groups them in one Pasuk, Eretz. It says Eretz Chita Usaira VeGefen Usein VeRimon Eretz Zeis Shem LeDvash. It groups it together in one pasuk and concludes VeAchalta VeSavata. I don't have a good answer. The only answer is that since the pasuk groups them together, the pasuk here is making an exception, allowing you to make one after blessing all of them in one shot. But when Chazal on their own made brachas, they did not allow us to put. Look at Shimon Asher. Why do you have to have 18 and /19 blessings? Just say all of the things in one shot. Just go through the whole Shemona Esrei in one shot and one bracha for everything, like seven blessings. Just like on Shabbos, we have seven blessings. So every day during the week, we should have Havineinu. Havineinu. What, isn't that Havineinu? Right. It's one blessing. What's going on here? Why Chazal? No, that's the exception. When you're in a rush, we let you do it. But generally, no. Each item gets its own separate blessing. So you see, talk about Havineinu, you see there are exceptions. Obviously, Al HaMichya, Al HaEitz, is an exception. You put all three together.
It's enough for a thing. That's what his Machlokas in Gemara. If Yehuda had an idea, his opinion was to make a separate blessing on every vegetable. A Gezer, Yavori,
right.
Gezer,
right. Bari the Fosh is all inclusive.
That's how it said, but you're going too far now.
And one last thing to wind down, and that is, this is a fascinating topic in and of itself. In all of the Al HaMichya cards, it tells you that if you are eating the Peros from Eretz Yisrael, you don't conclude al HaPeros, but you conclude the Al Peros Seho, the first of the Gemara. Now, what about if you have fruit, if you know as from a fact that this doesn't matter where you are, it matters the fruit. If the fruit that you're eating, even if part of the fruit, comes from Eretz Yisrael, the concluding blessing is the Al Pei Roi Seho. What about Yayin? Wine? So in Minig Ashkenaz, we all change. We all say the Al Gafno. We don't say the Al Agefen. The concluding bracha is Berchat al oritz vial pri ha gofen. We say al oritz vial pri gafno, her vines. If you have yayin from Eretz Yisrael, okay, a lot of wines today come from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, if you have the wine from Eretz Yisrael, you do not say that's our minute al oritz vial pri ha gofen, but you say al oritz vial pri gafno. So when it comes to fruits, we say vial peiroi seho, yayin vial gafno. What about bread, mezoines? Why don't we say al ha'aretz v'al michyoso? When you go to Eretz Yisrael and you're in a restaurant and you have pizza and you eat mezoines, what do you say for the burden of al ha'michya? Does anyone say the al michyoso? If you have someone brings back from you a hot slice of pizza from Eretz Yisrael, souvenir. I brought back a hot slice of pizza from Eretz Yisrael. Here, are you going to say the Al Michyoso?
You're going to say
Mishamel. Well, guess what? No, the Sfardim do.
You have cakes that come sometimes.
Right. So, do you make the Al? Do you have any Ashkenaz city that you have now? The art school Sfarish is there. I'm sure it has the Al Michyoso. The Sfaradim, they recite the Al Michyoso. Just like we recite the Al Gafna, the Al Peiroi Secha. So why don't we do it? Why don't we Ashkenazim say the Al Michya? What about Birkas HaMazon? Al Ha'aretz the Al Mizoi Noi Secha. Did you ever see someone reciting Birkas HaMazon for bread of Eretz Yisrael, the Al Mizoi Noi Secha? Never. You've never seen that. Even the Svardim don't do that. Even the Sfardim do not say Vial Mizoi. Some hold you should. You do. Ashkenazim does. So what's going on? So there are two things. First of all, it's one at a time. Vial Gafna. Everyone says Yain of Eretz or Vial Gafna. There was one person who did not do so. You know who that was? The Satmar Rav. When the Satmar Rav went to Eretz Yisrael after the war for a short period of time, they gave him wine. He made a bracha in public, whatever. And then he made the Al HaGefen. And he said, Al Eretz, Vial HaGefen. So someone had said to him, Rebbe, here we say Vial Gafna. Rebbe, you don't know the halacha, Rebbe? Vial Gafna. So he said, there is no mikor anywhere, b'chol HaTorah Kula to say Vial Gafna. It says, b'feirish in the Gemara, Vial Peiroi Seha, nowhere in Shasu Paiskim, the Rambam, anywhere does it ever make any mention to say Vial Gafna. And indeed, it's a very big mystery. why we Ashkenazim, in other words, the only thing that it says in the Gemara is to say the Al Peres. Now, what's the lamnus? So the Arsimach explains. There are two really similar answers. Well, the more obvious answer is, fruit doesn't change. A fruit grows out of the ground. If it grew in Eretz Yisrael, when it comes out of the ground, it says Eretz Yisrael on it, right? Mezoinos, grain comes out of the ground, what do you do with it? You pulverize it. You make it into a cake. When you look at bread, you can't tell where it came from. A fruit, you can tell where it came from. Theoretically, you can tell where it came from. Because a fruit doesn't change. A fruit that came from America, you look at the fruit, oh, this came from America. There is no change. When you put it in your mouth, fruit, a raw fruit, there's no change. Mizoinus, the reason why we Ashkenazim do not say, Yal Michyoy Seha, it's not nicker. Because if you have a piece of bread, how do you know where the grain came from? There's no Eidei Re'iyah. You can't look at a piece of bread and tell me I know where I recognize the grain. Impossible. The grain has been pulverized into dust. So it's not noticeable. Yayin is the same thing. Yayin, when you have grapes, you have wine. How do you know? Because the bottle, the label on the bottle, come on, that's not a raya. This yayin, you can look at the yayin and you can tell from yayin that this is yayin from Eretz Yisrael. You can't tell, it's nishtane. The grapes were pressed. So the Satmarov said, the same way Ashkenazim don't make the al michyoy seha, and we don't say birchas hamozoin the al mizoinoy seha, because there's no way to know. Just because it came from Eretz Yisrael, it's nishtane, it's been turned into dust. Yayin is the same thing. Oh, you're going to tell, and more than that, there is nowhere, anywhere, b'chol ha-Torah kula, where it says that you should change the nusach by yayin from al-ha-gefen to the al-gafna. He claims that this someone just made up on their own as an extension of al-peiroi-seha. The only thing that it says in the Gemara to change is peiroi-seha, not mizoinoi-seha, not michyosa, and not gafna either, because and the same svara why we Ashkenazim do not change for michyosa applies to gafna as well. So I don't know what other Hasidim do, but it's not our minhag. Minhag Ashkenaz, everyone will change to say, everyone will make a change and say gafna. That we will do. That we will do. But it seems that there are people, I'm assuming Satmar, I don't know who else, they do not mishane for wine to say gafna. They only make the change for peiros Eretz Yisrael. Not, because also either the Iker Bracha was made for peiros. The Iker, the Bracha in Sholesh is about the peiros of Eretz Yisrael. So that you indicate by the Al Peiros Sech, and also it's not Nishtane. The Sfardim disagree. The Sfardim, they don't discriminate. They say the Gemara that says Yal Peiro Yisrael is just a dogma for everything. They don't hold to the Sar Sameach. The same way you say the Al Peiro Yisrael, you say the Al Gafna, the Al Mich Yosa. What about the Al Birchas Hamozem, the Al Mizoy Noi Seha? So it seems there are some that say you should, but today amongst the Sfardim they don't. The Sfardim, even the Sfardim today, that's what I read over here in the Sefer. You look at all the Sfarshes, Sudurim, the Schois, in the Birchas Hamozoin, they are not Mishani. Even though the same Poiskim that told them to change in the Brachan in Sholish from the Al Michyot to Michyosah, and they do follow that, for some reason it was not accepted by them to change the Birchas Hamozoin. So the bottom line is, we Ashkenazim, we change for Peiros Yal Peiros Seha. For whatever the reason is, which we don't even have a good reason, we also change for Gefen to Gafna. That's what we do, Ashkenazim. The Svardim change across the board. They change for Peroisecha, Gafna, and Michyosa, but for whatever the reason is, they do not go so far to change the Nusach in the Birchas HaMazon to Mizoy Noi Seha. Okay, we'll leave it with that.
Ashkenaz, they change the Gafna?
Yes, yes. Every Siddur has Gafna, without exception. without exception, they changed the gafna.